Chinese President Xi Jinping says China stands ready to work with Kyrgyzstan to promote bilateral relations and lift the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries to new levels. He made the remarks in a telephone conversation with his Kyrgyz counterpart, Sudhir Japarov. President Xi says China and Kyrgyzstan have achieved fruitful results in Belt and Road cooperation. The Chinese president says the two sides should deepen cooperation in such fields as economy, trade, interconnectivity, and agriculture, and ensure the implementation of major cooperation projects. He also says China is ready to support Kyrgyzstan's fight against COVID-19 and deepen bilateral cooperation in such areas as vaccines. China's State Council has released a guideline to accelerate the development of a green and low-carbon economic system. The guideline urges efforts to boost efficiency in the use of resources, strengthen protection of the environment, and control greenhouse gas emissions. The guideline says China will see a marked rise in the scale of green industries, a continued drop in major pollutants, and a slashed carbon emissions intensity by 2025. The environmental goals will be basically reached by 2035. China's announced that it'll strive to peak carbon dioxide emissions by 2030 and achieve carbon neutrality by 2060. Thailand's prime minister says he may be among the first people in the country to get vaccinated against COVID-19 with China's Sinovac vaccine. Prayut Chan-o-cha says the first batch of Sinovac vaccine is scheduled to arrive in Thailand on Wednesday. A second batch is scheduled to arrive next month, followed by a third batch in April. The first group of people to get vaccinated against the pandemic in Thailand includes medical workers, close contacts with COVID-19 patients, people with certain chronic illnesses, and people aged over 60. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has set out a phased plan to end England's national COVID-19 lockdown. The four-stage plan is expected to see all legal limits to social contact possibly lifted from June 21st. Non-essential shops and outdoor hospitality will not reopen until April 12th at the earliest. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned the attack that killed the Italian ambassador and two other people in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The convoy was attacked on Monday in a kidnapping attempt near a town north of the regional capital, Goma. The Italian government has confirmed the deaths of Ambassador Luca Anastasio and Italian military spokesperson Vittorio Iacovacci. U.S. President Joe Biden's attorney general nominees vowed to make the investigation of the January 6 riots at the U.S. Capitol a top priority. Merrick Garland appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee during his confirmation hearing.
If confirmed, I will supervise the prosecution of white supremacists and others who stormed the Capitol on January 6, a heinous attack that sought to disrupt a cornerstone of our democracy. The peaceful transfer of power to a newly elected government.
The Senate's widely expected to confirm Garland as the top U.S. law enforcement official. More than 200 people were arrested in the siege on the U.S. Capitol, some which were linked with groups such as the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys.